Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, and starting with the Mishnah, we are in Perek Yod Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And so let's start with the Mishnah. You can either open up to Daf Kuf Yud Bet Amud Bet in the Mishnayot, or open up Mishnayot to Yod Dalet Hey, Ba'ul Gilgal. So in the previous podcast, we dealt with the status in the desert. Now, when they came to Gilgal, which is the first place that they camped in Israel, Huchu habamot. Now you are allowed to sacrifice in other places. Kodeshei kodashim nachalim v'fim naklayim. So kodeshei kodashim are eaten inside of the curtains. Kodeshim kalim b'chol makom. You can eat kodeshim kalim anywhere at all. However, notice Maaser Sheni is not mentioned here, as it was mentioned earlier and will be mentioned later on. We'll see. Let's go to Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Ba'oli Gilgal. Tana Rabbanan. Kol nidav v'nidav hayakari bebama. As Rashi points out, this is talking about a bamat yachid, meaning a private bama, as opposed to the public bama, such as Gilgal, or as we'll see later on, Nov and Givon. So anything that can be voluntarily brought, which means Olan Shlamim, could be brought in a bama, she'eni dav nidav en kar bama. If not, then it cannot be brought there. Now, mincha unazirut kravin b'bama devir meir. Meir is of the opinion you could bring a mincha at a bama. You could also bring the korbanot of a nazir, because a nazir becomes a nazir voluntarily through a neder. Chachamim omrim lo karvu yachid ela olot ushlamim bilvad. The only thing that an individual could bring is olot ushlamim. So they disagree with your meir about those two things. Now, Rabbi Yehuda omer, and this is another piece, kol hashat sibur v'yachid makrivin bo'el moed shebamidbar. Anything that either the tzibur or the yachid could bring in the mishkan, makrivin bo'el moed shebigilgal, they could be brought at the magdolav gilgal. Ma beinu ol moed shebamidbar beinu ol moed shebigilgal. So how are they different? Ol moed shebamidbar hayu habamot mutarot, ol moed shebigilgal hayu habamot mutarot. Which means the only difference is whether there's a heter bamot when this thing is up. So Yehuda continues and says, but your own private bama, all you could bring is Ola Ushlamim. Chachamim cut out Yachid from Rabbi Yehuda's formulation. They say only that which a tzibur could bring in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, could be brought at the Bama Gdola. But the individual can only bring Ola Ushlamim, whether in Gilgal or whether in your own private Bama, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda's formulation. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Tzibur lo hikrivu ela psachim v'chovot shekavu alahem zman. So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that even the tzibur could only bring psachim or chovot that have a set time, like the Olat Tamid, Musafei Shabbat v'chag. What's cut out really is something very minimal, which is Par Helam Dovashal Tzibur and Seir Avodah Zorah, but nonetheless, he does disagree about that. Now, let's go back and look at these really five different opinions. We have Reb Meir versus Chachamim, then we have Reb Yehuda and Chachamim and Reb Shimon. My time in Reb Meir, why does Reb Meir say that Mincha Nazirut brought? What does that mean? So we've already seen this. Amar lahen Moshe Yisrael, ke'ilitu la'aretz, when you come into the land, yisharot takrivu, bring straight things, meaning things that come straight from your heart, nedarim u'davot. Chavot lo takrivu, but you can't bring obligatory things. Menachot nezirut yisharot dinu. A mincha is brought voluntarily, if so, and a nezirut comes from your own neder. For Rabbanan, what do they say? Ein mincha b'bama, as we're going to see later on in the last podcast of the series, and nezirut chovot ninhu. Nezirut really are chovah, because once you become a nazir, then everything else becomes an obligation. Now, regarding nezirut, the machloket Rabbeinu Chachamim Amar Shmuel machloket bechatat ve'asham. He says their only disagreement is about whether you could bring the chatat or the asham of a nazir, aval ba'olot ushlamim, meaning the olah of a nazir or shalmei nazir. Everybody agrees that those are voluntary offerings, meaning they come from the neder, and you could bring them. Motiv Rabba. So Rabba challenges this from the following. Chazev Ashok u'trumat lachmei todah. Chazev Ashok is the part of the animal that you give from Shlamim to the Kohen. Trumat lachmei todah is the one out of each set of 10 breads that you give to the Kohen. No hagin v'mak dola v'ein no hagin v'mak tana. They only apply in the big bama. But what do they leave out? They left one another gift to the Kohen, which is the Zroa B'Shela, which comes from the Shlamim of the Nazir, Shlamim of the Nazir. It's left out, evidently, because it you can't bring Shalmei Nazir anyways. So if you agree that they disagree about Ula Ushlamim, then Haman Rabbanan. Then that statement belongs to Rabbanan, who say that even a Shalmei Nazir can't be brought, and therefore there's no discussion of Zerua B'Shelah. But if you say that Rabbi Meir Chacham V'Hasham, but they agree about Ula Ushlamim, that Shalmei Nazir can be brought, then Hamani, that nobody could be the author here, because somebody would have to, they would all have to account for Shalmei Nazir. Elid Marachidmar. So Shmuel's statement has to be modified. Amar Shmuel, Machloket Bolav Shlamim. The Machloket, Rameir Chacham, is about Olav Shlamim, and the previous Breita is Rabbanan, who say that even Shalmei Nazir aren't brought. Machatat V'Yashad Yakol Chavot Ninu. Everybody agrees that they're Chavot, Velo Karvi. Okay. Amar Mar. Chachamim omim kol shat zibur markivim b'om. Wait, etc. My Tamar Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say against Rabbi Yehuda that only that which the Tzibur brought b'om oed could the Tzibur bring at the Bama? Now this is picking up off of the phrase that Moshe used, Isha Yashar Beinav, but it's taking it now from the passage that is the anthem of Sefer Shoftim, Isha Yashar Beinav Yaseh, and which of course means in a whole different context there, it's not about Korbanot, but Ish Sharotu Delikruv Chavot Lo Likruv. An individual cannot bring Chavot. So therefore, Chachamim, based on that pasuk, distinguish between the individual and the tzibur, and says therefore the individual is really limited to bringing isharot. Rabbi Yehuda, what's his answer? Meaning beinav means in your own private place. So an individual could bring a chatat, an individual could bring an olat riyah at the Bama Gdola, but Be'inav, meaning in his own local place, there he can only bring voluntary things. El Hak TV, so why does it say Ish? Lav member the Ish Shor Likruv, Hachavot Lo Likruv. Doesn't it mean that an individual is limited? No, Kik TV Ish, Lachshirat Hazar. It doesn't say Ish there to limit him and say the Ish can only bring Yisharot, but rather to say any man can do it, even an uncoin. Zar, Yvzarak HaKoinet Adam, Yvzbach HaShem Nafka. We're going to see this again in the last piece. That this pasuk in our parsha of Shkut Echutz says the Kohen throws the dam al Mizbach Hashem. Mashma that if it's not Mizbach Hashem, you don't need a Kohen. Azar could do it. The answer is Ma'udatema libi kirush b'chorot kamikara. Maybe they need to have some sort of sanctification ceremony for this Azar to make him invested and able to do, mandated to do the avodah. Kamashmalan, they doesn't need it. Now, Chachamim, Hanutana, Tanakama, Chachamim and the first set of Chachamim are all the same, because they both say, whatever the Tzibur brought there, they bring here. But notice, the first set of Chachamim said, Ola Ushlamim, and this one says, whatever the Tzibur brought. Rav Papa, Karvunu Sachim Bamidbar, Ikabinayu. The Machloket that we saw earlier, it was really a Machloket, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, about whether or not they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, rests on this Machloket also, because the first group just said, Ola Ushlamim. The second one said, whatever the Tzibur brought, and that would include also Nesachim. Okay, Amar B'Shimon Omer. So B'Shimon has this other shita that they only brought chovot shekavu al hamizman in Pesach. Ma'itam B'Shimon dichtiv asu b'nei Yisrael ta Pesach bal Gilgal. In the famous first Pesach done in Eretz Yisrael ever was done in it's recorded in Yehoshua Hay, says b'nei Yisrael did the Pesach at Gilgal. It's a pshita. But besides pshita, it's not exactly Gilgal. It's avot Yericho the way they describe it. Al hakamash b'lan the chovot ke'en Pesach the karev. The idea is there to teach that the only thing that they could bring was Pesach, chovot that are like Pesach, meaning that have a set time. Halav ken Pesach lo karev. So for idach, so what is the other position on this pasuk that says they could bring everything that Tzibur brought? By the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Bana, what is that teaching us? Arel makabel haza'ah. Why does it tell us that Bnei Yisrael did the Pesach? It's so important to tell us because it teaches us that a non-nimol, meaning somebody who did not have brit milah, could be the recipient of haza'at mechatat. Let me explain. Just before this, in Parakein Yoshua, Yoshua did a mass brit milah on all of the people who were under 40 years old because they had been born in the desert and hadn't had brit milah. And therefore, if they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of the first month, which means that there's no more than 4 days between when they had their brit milah and when they do it, no more than 3 days between when they had their brit milah and when they did the Pesach, which means that if you have to get Haza'ah on the third day and the seventh day, their first Haza'ah that they got, they weren't yet Nimolim. So it teaches us that a non-Nimol, meaning an Arel, can be the recipient of Haza'ah, and it's valid. Tanya Tanakam Adi Rav Adi Barava, Ein Bein Mabag Dolad Bamak Tadar Pesach Chavot Chavu Adahem Zman. So a Tana taught this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah that we're familiar with in Megillah, in the famous Ein Bein series, which teaches exactly Rabbi Shimon's point about Pesach and Havot Shavu Gula Mizman. So he said to him, in the parenthetic version of this, he said, what do you mean? There is no such thing as Yachid Chavot Shavu Gula Mizman. Yachid doesn't have any time-bound obligations. So the Tana said, Isme, should I delete it? So in our non-parenthetic version, Amarle Tetargei Matnitach. No, he says, here's how you explain it. Be'olat Chova, what is an Olat Chova? De'ika Olat Nedava. Right? Because you could have an Olat Nedava and an Olat Chova. What's the Olat Chova? Olat Ri'iya. And that is an Olat Shekavu Lamizman for an individual, which is Anyantiv, to bring the Olat Ri'iya. And there you have a parallel, Olat Chova, Olat Nedava. Because ichatad yachid he chovot kavu lemzman meika. There is no such thing as a chova shekavu lemzman. A time a chova chatat that has a set time to bring, except for the tzibur and yom tov and mishchodesh. V'logba minchat chova. Why don't they talk about minchat chova? Da'ika chavitin. After all, we have minchat nedava and we have minchat chova, which is the Kohen Gadol's daily offering of half in the seven in the morning, half in the evening. The answer is he's of the opinion that we do not bring a mincha b'ma like Rabbi Huda, who we will see at the end of our masechet. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up as we arrive at Shiloh in the next Mishnah, in the next passage. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.